Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dick Talk, the podcast in which we read and assess smut recommended by TikTok. That was close. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
I'm Emily.
And this week we read Soul Eater, the first monstrous book by Lily Maine.
If you are a fan of post-apocalyptic landscapes and aliens, then strap in or strap on for this wild stroll through the wastelands. In the 20 or so years since alien monsters invaded the Earth and drove human civilization to the coasts, Danny Solahan has had a hard life. As a military foot soldier, he is put on the front lines to combat and capture the monsters, the most notorious and feared of which is Wyn, the Soul Eater. When Danny is the one grunt on the battlefield of thousands to not raise his rifle, Wyn takes notice and lets himself get captured. For his own reasons, but also to find out more about Danny. And soon the two of them are on the run from the military and on the run into each other's pants. Will Wyn eat Danny's soul? Or his dick? Or will they find true love?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's really good.
I really enjoyed this book.
Me too.
Yeah. And plenty of fucking.
Yeah. Yep.
To the point where it's kind of hard to pick a hottest scene.
I know. There were a lot of hot scenes.
The first sexual encounter.
Yeah, pretty much always.
Because you got to see his genitalia. Like, that it was like, whoa, yes.
You know, I waited. I thought the hottest scene was the first time they had sex after Danny finally saw Wyn's face.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That one was pretty hot.
That one was pretty hot. It all kind of blurred together in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of good fucking, sometimes at, like, inopportune times.
Yeah.
But
when is an opportune time?
When that's true. Any apocalypse. Wandering the
apocalyptic wastelands.
That is true.
Before we go any further into Danny's pants, if this book sounds like something you want to read, be forewarned that our podcast holds back not at all on the spoilers. If you've read Soul Eater, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Insta or TikTok at dicktalkpod, DIKTOKPOD.
Where are these cities getting food? I mean, the land's still fine, right?
Yeah.
It still grow crops.
Yeah. If you are bold enough to venture into the wastes to grow them.
I mean, that's what, like, Nebraska is for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing it.
Well, why is this military base in Nebraska? It's very landlocked. Can't be safe. I guess it's because
that's
if you
where nobody else
monsters.
Is.
Yeah, the military doesn't have to worry about it the way that civilians do, I guess. Also, if you're going to make a prison for monsters, put it in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck is going on in Nebraska as we speak. They could be doing nuclear bomb testing.
They probably are.
They probably are. Damn.
Speaking of things that kind of took me out of it a little bit, did either of you catch and be annoyed by the British spellings of all the words that were Britishified?
I did notice, like, some British, not necessarily slang, but, like, it talks about the boot of the car, and I feel like there was another car-related
one. Well, just,
one.
All the words that have, like, that extra O-U in it
right.
were all spelled the British way. And just I came up because I wanted to find a way to explain it. My headcanon is, after the monsters arrived, the UK...
So did the British.
Yeah, exactly. They took that as their chance to reclaim America.
Fuck.
It's not relevant because then the monsters really were here, so... But yeah.
Yeah, the British. The real monsters.
Yep. They reclaimed the colonies, and then we have our story.
So what if Danny doesn't have a Louisiana accent? He actually has a British accent. Because they never say what accent. Like, he says, my accent comes out when I'm mad.
But also, he wasn't from New Orleans.
He was from New Louisiana, so...
How big is New Louisiana?
It's the entire Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
did it. The
it
French
could
came
be
back
Nebraska.
Too. Yeah. My God.
My God. Full circle.
Nebraska.
I have so many reasons why these theories are wrong, but I'm not gonna...
Shut up. Don't care.
How do they know Wyn's name?
Damn, we're just starting with the big questions, huh? Because he's like 10,000 years old.
At least 5,000.
Yeah, like,
how do they know his real name? What is he doesn't introduce himself. I was fully anticipating it was wrong. Like,
maybe
that he had
another
a real name.
Monster that the military has captured spilled the dirt.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
That's all I can come up with.
They don't seem to have very effective torture for the monsters.
They do not.
They're like, oh, we'll just like slap them around a little bit, cut the air off.
Oh yeah, make it hot or make it cold.
Yep. Not let them sleep. They don't need to sleep.
These are human torture tactics.
Yeah, in 20 years you haven't refined your torture tactics at all.
I was really surprised we didn't get like, oh, and then they made me listen to Mambo Number 5 1,000 times a row, you know, like
watch The Good Place, do it, take some notes,
right?
This did have a lot of tropes of,
does he love me,
yeah, that, but like, oh, you're hurt, let me tend to your wounds.
Yes,
I'm all about it. Who hurt you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it turned into a problem, Killian.
That's true.
The 5,000-year-old being took it too far.
He did. And thank God Danny learned how to communicate. That was his character arc.
Yes.
It really was.
He already hated the military, but he hates him even more, so that's a good character arc. Mm-hmm, but yes, learning to fucking communicate instead of just letting it fester inside of you.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he's 22 and never been in a relationship.
That's true.
Before, so yeah. He had a lot of learning to do real
That
fast.
Is very true. And honestly, that's a good set up for his character
finding a lover who's also never like had a conversation with a human before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it worked out. They were same maturity level,
right? Yeah, and it didn't really frustrate me as much as it normally would.
It seemed realistic to me, and so it didn't frustrate me.
Yeah. Like,
as long as it's in keeping with the characters, I could believe it. It's good.
Yep.
I don't ask for much. I don't get it, but I don't ask for
much. I could see myself in Danny's situation a little bit. Because sometimes it's like, well, am I going to mess everything up if I say what's really on my mind? So, yeah, it's relatable.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's literally the only thing in your life.
Yeah.
That's all he's got going for him.
Survival and lusting after the person you're wandering the wastelands with. We've all been there.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of took me out of the hotness of the sex scenes was how many times she uses the word nuts.
She did use nuts a lot.
There's one part where they're fucking and he says, my nuts balled up, and I said, and my balls nutted up.
That's true. That often is an indicator in these scenes of an orgasm about to happen, like, my balls tightened up close to my body.
Yeah.
Yes, like, thanks for the play-by-play,
that,
my dude.
That checks out, yeah.
Oh, for me, it was pre-cum in the boxers. There was a lot of pre-cum in the boxers.
Thank you. Let me ask, is there usually that much pre-cum?
Hey, dear.
It was like, no. It was like pooling.
22.
He was so aware of.
Yeah, and also he's never had sex before. Like, maybe. Maybe there's that much pre-cum.
But like for a normal person.
For a normal person who's 22 and has never had sex before? Well, I don't
but
know.
Several scenes into this book, that is no longer accurate. He's had plenty of sex.
Yeah. I don't think it works quite the same way as like a vagina does to arousal. Like, it's not a
quantity.
Right.
It just is or isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it does for Wynn, which I'm so excited for us to talk about this alien junk.
Yes, please break it down for me, because I was having a bit of a hard time picturing it exactly. Wynn didn't have a dick or balls, but he didn't have female genitalia either. It was probably closer to the latter at first glance, but still not the same, like a slit that was more on the front of his body than down hidden between his legs. I opened and closed my mouth wordlessly, mind reeling and dick throbbing, but unsure of how to proceed. I was still desperate to touch him, to use my mouth on him, but this wasn't something I had been expecting. But then Wynn slouched back and reached down. Long fingers cupped my face briefly, the touch surprisingly gentle, before he trailed his hands up and spread his inner thighs. I followed the movement with greedy eyes and stared when Wynn framed that slit with his thumb and forefingers. Okay, then it gets real good.
tell us.
As I watched, Wynn gently pulled the slit open, and my mind spun even harder as I could see what looked like to be the head of a dick just inside his body. I was panting, my mind confused, but my body still fully on board. I got even more confused when Wynn finally spoke. "You want my cock, Danny?" "Wait, what?" "So he did have a dick? Then where?" As I watched, a long, thick cock slid out from that slit. It looked slick when some kind of natural lubricant. The head was smooth and bulbous and fuck.
So, it's like some of the, like, lizard alien porn we've read.
I was thinking Mothman. What was his name?
Mr. Sweetberries himself.
Yeah. It's Merrick.
Wow.
Reminded me of Merrick. I take some fucking notes, man.
Yeah. So, like, I understand that. But then Danny fingers it and fucks it.
Mm-hmm.
But while the dick is out.
Yeah, I think there's more space because it's a slit, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like,
Wynn just has all the options available.
Yeah.
Which rules.
Which I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if the dick comes out here, there's still, like, this whole part to finger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Karina has an excellent
visual for
us.
I'm going to take a picture of that for our Instagram. Yeah, check our Instagram for a reference of what the fuck we're talking about.
You're welcome. I would also like to mention that Eden has testicles, which means that his reproductive organs are different than Wynn's.
Eden is another monster alien.
He's a large purple guy.
Mm-hmm. Because Wynn threatens to rip his cock and balls.
Oh, yeah.
And shove them so far down his throat that he'll start digesting them before his hand has left his body.
You know, maybe let's not judge the aliens for how their genitalia present.
I'm just noting.
I liked Eden a lot as a character. And he's like giant purple, love that, funny guy. Unfortunately, for some reason, I got the image in my head of the Jeff Dunham puppet Peanut.
Oh, no.
And I could not fucking stop.
Why are you like this?
Thank you for that, Killian.
I don't know why, but I do have to subject you to it.
Yeah.
So for when his book comes out, there you go. You're welcome.
Killian, that's worse than, like, the Minotaur illustration
at
the back of that delightful Siam Nascasta book.
I need to look at that.
Also, you know she's doing one from his perspective, right?
Ah!
Yeah. Should be coming out very soon.
Oh, well.
Who,
I'll
Eden?
Cue that up.
Or the Minotaur?
Minotaur.
Oh, nice.
Eden does live for drama, though.
He does. But I do think that he wasn't ill-intentioned when he... Yeah, he has a point. Yeah.
He has a point, like, he didn't really give him a choice, but also, like, he doesn't really have
after
a good choice.
Wynn and Eden attack the nest, and Danny gets injured.
When they went into the nest, that was really intense. I just want to...
Oh, yeah.
Him trying to kill the queen.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ah!
Yeah, it got pretty nasty.
It did.
It was awesome.
And then the author was like, hey, by the way, you seen aliens? I'm like, I've seen aliens.
Yeah. We know where this is going.
Oh, yeah. Like, and Danny is quasi-unconscious, and... Like, Wynn is, because he had to save Danny, is too weak to carry Danny himself. So Eden is carrying him. And, like, they're talking. And Wynn asks, because he's going to delve into some questions. And he's like, is Danny unconscious? No, Danny's not unconscious. He is listening. Eden looks down and is like, yeah, he's unconscious. Spill your secrets.
I didn't read it like that. I really thought because Danny was, like, coming in and out of consciousness. I thought Eden was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's asleep.
Yeah.
He won't hear you.
Looks asleep. I don't know. I'm not a human.
I read it a more malicious, dramatic intent.
Well, he de-escalates really well when Danny confronts him. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. And he says, you know, I'll be like your big brother. And I said, dang, I kind of wanted them to fuck too.
Right? I thought it was going there for a hot second.
He's not a monster fucker. He's just in love.
He's just a soul leader fucker.
Why choose? Why choose?
At one point, I took a note about, like, oh, this is hurtling towards a thruple with Eden.
Yeah!
Because Danny notices Eden as the freaking poster boy for rugged masculine perfection.
Damn,
such
son.
A missed opportunity to not go there.
Next book. Fingers crossed.
Next book. Is the next book Eden or is the next book Wynn? Because there's a Wynn book, too.
Eden.
It's Eden.
Okay. There is a Wynn book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think I saw it on the recommended after.
I kind of just thought this was the Wynn book. But, like, like a whole history of him, or
I don't know.
Okay.
Damn. All right.
I think it was just called Win. Great.
Win-win. No, I very much thought it was going into Eden entering this relationship.
I did not think that for a second.
I know.
Which is funny because normally I'm like, with most monster books,
it's, right.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Gotta fuck them all.
Yes.
No, I guess I'm just thinking of Ice Planet Barbarians, where it's very much singular pairings.
Oh, true.
True.
Oh, Ice Planet Barbarians.
The one that started it all.
I would go back to that innocent girl who read those books.
When Wynn finally shows Danny his face at the mismatched
Jesus
eyes.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, you said Mitch. I was like, no! At Mitch McConnell.
No! I also had a visual of that turtle-faced fella.
At the mismatched eyes, one completely jet black, the other pure white with just a pinprick of a pupil, I said, Zayd?
No.
I thought Voldemort because he doesn't have a nose.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I was like, was this bitch just attracted to Voldemort? And then, like, wrote a whole book about it.
And then, like, right after that, we got our tongues fighting for dominance. I always love that. Like who wins in that scenario?
Everyone.
Gross.
The one who does more tongue yoga.
Yeah. The further down the throat you can get your tongue, that's who wins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you reach small intestine, you've gone too far.
Goes along with that hour blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the helicopter scene and that monster that the bottom was all teeth was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Describe it because I forgot.
Okay, monster description. The thing was moving faster now, its body rolling over itself in a continuous, sickening undulation that revealed dozens of thick black fronds on the edge of its underbelly.
That rules. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Wynn says later, like, oh yeah, the bottom's just all teeth. It just keeps going until it eats everything in its path. A low, dark shape was slinking over the forest floor between the trees towards the highway. Oh, fuck. I didn't know what kind of monster it was. Wynn had told me some types, but he'd never mentioned a terrifying, insidious blob of pure darkness.
Yeah, that rules. I love monsters.
How come the military pays for trackers on every helmet of every soldier, but not on their cars?
I also wondered this. They did abandon it after not too long, but yeah, that should have been a thing to look for.
Just wondering.
Mm-hmm. They did walk a lot.
They did. He was like, oh, hide the car. And I was like, good idea. And I was like, wait a minute.
Bad idea.
Wait a minute. What difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
So I have another question about how old Wynn is in this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what we come to find out is that Wynn is there to eradicate a parasite that infects humans and takes over.
Yeah. It is a lesser form of the monsters that he is.
He has been coming to do this for a very long time.
5,000 years is referenced, perhaps?
5,000 years.
I also thought 10,000 because it was like before humans were civilized or something like that.
Oh.
Or 10,000 years.
Something.
I think maybe thousands. Eden and Wynn have been friends for 5,000 years.
Oh, maybe perhaps that's it. Yeah.
Point I'm thinking of.
We see a human succumb to this parasite at one point because the physical body has to die before they lay eggs. My question is, if this has been going on through this time period that we are currently in, why don't we have a name for this illness that happens when Wynn succumbs to
the parasite?
Because
it seems pretty common.
Yeah. And he's been having to come around for a long time to take care of it.
Every 3 years.
Yep.
But then the portal's only been open for 20 years.
Right. But clearly the parasite was here before, because why else would he have to come around?
Yeah. And how did he get here?
Much to think about.
You know what? I didn't think about it too hard. I was having too much fun reading this book.
And that's what we love about you.
Yay!
I like that Wynn apparently was born from an egg.
Yeah.
And Danny asked, but why do you have a belly button if you came from an egg? Asking the important questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am curious about monster reproduction. Are there females of this species? We only meet males.
Yeah, there's like 7 soul eaters.
Well, because he's related to the parasites, wouldn't that mean there's a queen?
Right?
There is a queen.
There's a queen of the parasite. Is there a queen of the soul eaters?
Oh.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, I found a quote on monster alien reproduction and gender. Wynn says, "We don't have mothers as such." And no, Wynn's free hand reached down. He laced his fingers through mine. "We only have one gender. If we want to procreate, which I don't, we mate and one of us..." "What?" Wynn fidgeted, like he was uncomfortable. "One of us... we are born from eggs."
What?
What an admission.
We're missing a step.
Right.
Yeah, like,
who fertilizes the egg?
Do you have ovulation where, like, they can just go unfertilized? Or...
is it like a fish?
Like frogs? Yeah, I don't know.
Why, if you are aliens who don't have gender, when you come to Earth, why have you ascribed to human gender norms?
That's a great question. Because gender be gendering, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get rid of that shit.
I mean, you could, though, if you're not from
it's
Earth.
It's easy if you try.
Well, the author didn't think it through prior and then wrote the scene and was like, oh, shit.
eggs. I suppose one of the attackers in the motel room, when they, like, set up to draw Wynn away to get to Danny, she was female presenting.
That's, yeah, I do remember that.
I would like to know more about that crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just low-level monsters.
The human collector? The human who had the collector. Zoo or whatever?
Yeah.
I like that one of the crew member called him a little freak. Calm down, you little freak. You broke in here. Uh-huh. You're going to come in here and insult me?
Yeah. Or be alarmed that I'm not calm.
Yeah. I guess they were in Wyoming at this point. And he says, "I had absolutely no idea where in Wyoming we were." And I said, "I'm pretty sure people from Wyoming don't even know where in Wyoming they are." It just seems like a liminal space.
Well, and they walk a long way.
Yeah,
they do. They walk all across the West. And they seem to be like zigzagging too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, like, the base is in Nebraska and they're trying to get to California, I think.
Arizona.
Why?
Oh,
for like
because the opening is
to
in
go to the rift
or
in Arizona
or New Mexico
or New Mexico.
Oh,
one of them.
They do get near there
to and then Tucson or something. I remember.
Okay,
or, then no, Sedona. There. I remember Sedona being mentioned.
That's too on the nose.
Yeah, I guess I thought they were going to California because like the most of the people live on the coastline.
Most of the people live on the coast. Yeah,
so that's where the parasite would thrive. But then at one point he's like, "Yeah, and we'll go to New Louisiana if you want.
See your old stomping grounds."
Yeah, boy, that is the opposite direction. Damn.
Do anything for his beloved.
Yeah. Get a car or something.
They did.
I don't even remember.
It didn't have a tracker.
It definitely did not. But the military did eventually catch up with them.
Yeah, that was intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then tortured him for how long? We don't know, really. A week? 2 weeks?
I think it was like 5 days. Because that's about how long it took Wynn to recover from being shot.
His whole head blown off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was like legit sad when that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 75% of the way through the book. And like, obviously,
had
a happy and happily ever after. But like, I don't know, man. That's pretty devastating for my boy Danny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was devastating for Wynn in turn.
That's true.
Yeah.
When he's like, "You were in a coma for 2 days," and Danny was like, "Your head was blown off."
Yeah, but I'm a monster, and I can heal, so it's fine.
A human cannot kill me.
And then there was quite a long time of Danny having to recover and thinking Wynn didn't want him anymore. Meanwhile, Wynn is tormented by his guilt that this happened to Danny.
I mean, in terms of a, like, late book breakup...
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it was, but it was a little bit what it was.
Like it was a, like, I have to set you free.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
I'm too dangerous for you.
At
least it was real, man.
Yeah, it was.
At least it was legit.
It was.
Wasn't like goddamn Rowan in fine print being like, "All right, well, you're in the hospital and I need to break up with you
Peace,
now.
Bitch.
Bye.
Also, when he's like, "Fuck you, I'm leaving," and he goes to get his toothbrush, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Not having bad breath.
Yeah. Hygiene's hard to do out here.
I rated this so much pre-cum, so little time.
Oh. Similar. I called it 5 out of 5 sticky boxers, and I don't mean the dog.
Ew.
I called it lone wolf and cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Aww, that's cute.
I like that.
Next week, we're reading Love Storm by Judith E. French. DikTok stars Karina McGeehan, Killian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.